As we've been saying, it's maybe not been the most exciting election run-up, but last night was quite interesting. Let's have a listen to how the night unfolded.
And what we're saying is the Conservatives are the largest party. Note, they don't have an overall majority at this stage. 314 for the Conservatives. That's down 17. 266 for Labour. That's up 34. The Prime Minister called this election because she wanted, as she put it, certainty and stability. And this doesn't seem, at this stage, to look like certainty and stability.
As we look ahead and we wait to see what the final results will be, I know that, as I say, the country needs a period of stability. And whatever the results are, the Conservative Party will ensure that we fulfil our duty in ensuring that stability so that we can all, as one country, go forward together.
The Prime Minister called the election because she wanted a mandate. Well, the mandate she's got is lost Conservative seats, lost votes, lost support and lost confidence. I would have thought that's enough to go, actually, and make way for a government that will be truly representative of all of the people of this country.
Consistency of position over any length of time, even over a matter of hours, has not been one of the hallmarks of Mrs. May over recent weeks. I mean, manifesto positions get reversed in an instant. So this declaration, I shall continue regardless of the verdict of the people, is total nonsense. I mean, it isn't clear across the UK who has won this election. That's certainly true. But it's very, very clear already who has lost the election, and that is the Prime Minister, and she should face the consequences.
Alicia McCallion, Sinn Féin, 18,256.
Well, I think the figures speak for themselves. People have come out in massive numbers to endorse the Sinn Féin message.
Robinson, Gavin, Democratic Unionist Party, DUP, 23,972.
I declare that Emma Little Pangeli is returned to serve in Parliament for the Belfast South constituency. Thank you.
I think it's wrong that half of the country is now not represented at Westminster at a very crucial time for the future of Northern Ireland. We need to get devolution back up and running again, but if it doesn't get back up and running again, half of the country is going to be unrepresented, and I really regret that.
Yeah, and it's a very difficult night for us. We've just heard what's happened across the north. Of course, these are three people who've given their lives to Ireland and to their constituents, and we're very proud of all of the work that they've done, and we're very sad for them and for the party.
Gildernew Michelle Sinn Féin, 25,200.
Certainly the people have come out, they've supported the Sinn Féin message, they've got on board with the campaign, they understood and respect the fact that we need to stand strong against Brexit, that Sinn Féin were the only all-Ireland team that actually could provide the support that needed and take the fight to where it needs to go, whether that be in Dublin, London or Brussels or Belfast.
There you go. Some of the quite exciting events over the last 10, 12 hours.